Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me is Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, we have about a week remaining until a new fiscal year begins, and that means a state budget is to be approved and signed by the governor. What is the status of budget negotiations, and do you think it'll be approved on time?
The current status of the budget and the budget discussions are that things continue to progress. Obviously, there are several issues that we have going forward that we've been covering at the meetings between the House, the Senate, and the governor, and all four caucuses. Probably the biggest issue that we're faced with moving forward is approximately about $1 billion to $1.25 billion shortfall in this year's projected revenues. And because of that, we're going to have to make sure that we have a balanced budget going forward, because that's constitutionally required. So we first have to backfill that hole before we decide what new or additional programs might be changed or added heading into this year's budget. So there is a variety of options on the table in terms of some cuts, many of which the governor had proposed in his own budget address. The House had actually passed a budget several months ago over to the Senate. At this point, every bill is currently in the Senate that is needed to complete the budget, and we're hopeful that we can have that done on time.
Any talk of any tax increases? Of course, taxpayers always, their ears perk up when they hear that.
Well, obviously, the governor thankfully removed the idea of broad-based taxes off of the table very early on in regards to sales and income tax. He still would like to have a severance tax. However, really, none of those options really have been discussed at this point, and I'm grateful for that. I think that one of the things that we attempted to do in the House, at least, was to right-size government to the revenues that are collected, because if folks look at the last several years, it always seems that there's approximately the same size hole going into each year. And one year it might be $100 million, the next year it might be $1 billion. And so we're trying to better align those revenues to costs. And we took and followed the governor's lead, accepted most of his cuts, and then we did a broad-based cut across government. We really think government can do more with less and function with less money. And so we did about a 6.5% cut across all the operational lines. And then we made some targeted cuts in programs that really aren't always as effective. And we're looking to better allocate that money. That's really nothing different than you and I do, or anybody else who's listening does, in regards to their budget. Once you pay bills and you free up some cash, you reallocate it to where it could be better spent. And if you don't have the money, you don't spend it. And that's really the guiding point of the discussion as we go forward, is how do we align what money we do have to what we need, and which programs does that mean that we fund?
The State House Education Committee approved legislation that you drafted to help prospective college students and their parents. Explain that legislation.
Myself and Senator Ahmet has the companion bill in the Senate. However, the House bill just happened to move first. This bill is called the HEAT Act. It's the Higher Education Aid Transparency Act. And we worked with the Department of Education, the Department of Labor on it. And we're looking to, at this point, model the federal college scorecard that takes the information that I think would have been helpful for me as a student, which this wasn't around at that time. And it includes things such as the average length of time to graduation, the average student debt load, the average percentage of employability and salary and things like that for each degree major. And then with the Department of Labor, we're looking for those high demand area jobs that might be a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree or perhaps even a trade school. And we're looking for them to advertise what those high demand jobs are. And the goal is really to have the Department of Education take all of that information, because we already collect it at the state level, but more importantly, make it available to students and their parents as they make decisions going forward. That way they can make a decision about, and I'll use myself as an example, I loved history, but I quickly realized that it really was not a very employable degree. So I ended up going to X-ray school and got an undergrad in business and then eventually a law degree, but I can still practice, if you will, and participate in history. We just did so this past Father's Day. We went down to Brandywine Battlefield and took a tour. But I also, I think it's important that we give this information to students so that they can not only follow their passions, but also have a job that can pay the bills when they get out.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.